You're listening to a podcast from Victory. How can we live lives of true generosity? Discover the answer in week 3 of The Fine Line.
First week, we shared to you, greed can be conquered through contentment. Di ba? Contento ka, okay lang. Contento na ako eh. Di ba? Second week, last Sunday, Pastor Dean preached about false hope versus true security. Okay, the main point was true security comes only from if we are in Christ, trusting in Christ, and not in riches. Hindi sa pera. Yeah? Hindi sa pera. Okay. Now today, I'll be preaching about selfishness versus generosity. Because look at that word, selfishness, selfish. Diba? Sa akin lang is that. Sa'yo, tinik lang. O yung tira lang. Sa akin yung isda. Yeah? What does that mean? Sa atin po, sinasabi natin, makasarili. Yeah? Tama, sa Tagalog? Makasarili. O kumbaga sa kolokyal ng Tagalog, ang tawag natin doon, swa. Ah, dinugtungan nyo eh. Ayoko sana dugtungan eh. Swapang. Di ba? Sa akin lang yan. O kanya akong ginawa yan, para sa akin yan, para sumikat ako. Kaya akong ginawa yan, para yumaman ako. Kaya akong ginawa yan, para ako'y kilalanin ng marami. Kaya akong ginawa yan, para marami akong pera. Yeah. Selfishness. But, you know what? Selfishness is defeated by generosity. Let me talk about generosity, okay? Generosity, ang sabi po dito, sa word natin, let's read the word, okay? 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 18. Punta natin muna yan. Okay, let's read this together aloud. Okay lang po sa inyo? Oh, aloud, ha? Okay. Basahin natin sabay-sabay, ha? Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous, and ready to share. Okay, tatlo lang po yan na sinasabi po ni God kay Paul, sinabi ni Paul kay Timothy, at nakakarating sa atin hanggang sa ngayon. Because the word of God stays forever. Amen? Amen. Hindi po nalalaos ang salita ng Diyos. Kaya yung mga sinasabi ng Panginoon doon, magmula pa sa unang-unang kauna-una-una-una-unaan, ay para pa rin po sa atin sa hanggang sa ngayon. Amen? Okay, so, ang sabi po dyan, do good, to be rich in good works, and to be generous to share. Yun po, yun po. Titignan po natin yun. Doon iikot po yung message natin today. And of course, when we talk about generosity, it is versus the love of money. Kasi po, yung the love of money will just eat up your soul, di ba? Kakainin yung buong puso pagkatao mo dahil sa, swanggay nga, swapang nga, di ba? Para sa akin lang yan, di ba? Okay, meron ka na, kung magkakaroon ako nito, okay na ako, kontento na ako, okay na ako. Pero pag nakuha mo na yun, sabi mo, parang hindi pa din. Parang gusto ko pa din yun. Yun, pag nakuha ko yun, di ba? You know, that's for you, because of selfishness. But let's look at the other side, kung sasabihin po natin na ang pagkamakasarili ay hindi gusto ng Diyos. Ang gusto ng Diyos ay yung pagiging mapagbigay. Okay. Sabi nga kanina sa 9 o'clock service, pinatranslate ko sa Tagalog yun. Ang sabi nila ay, ano yon, yung isa, galante. Okay. Pero iba yun sa galantina, nakakainin natin sa Pasko. Masarap yun, no? Naalala ko, galante, nina. Oh, yeah. Galante. Yung galante ay hindi talaga kabahagi ng swapang. Yeah, galante. Yeah, galante. Magkaiba yun. Yeah. Okay, tingnan natin po at ating dalirutin. Nag-Tagalog pa, oh. Dalirutin. Salita ng Diyos, unti-unti para makita po natin, no? Wealth is, the love of money is destructive because it causes us to become selfish. God gave us instructions to the Apostle Paul that is the antidote to fight the poison of selfishness. And this is to do good, to be rich in good works, and to be generous and ready to share. And it is called generosity. Sabihin po natin, generosity. Sabihin po natin malakas, generosity. With conviction, once more, generosity. Yan. Okay. Alam niyo po, mahalaga po ito kasi dito po sa sentro po yung totoong pagiging mabuti mo. Okay, na point number one is true goodness. We'll be talking about true goodness. Kasi po, yun sa point na to do good. No? To do good. Many people would like to do good. Sabi nga, meron nga kanta nga, gusto kong bumait, di ko magawa. Di ba? Goodness yun eh. Di ba? That's innate goodness in the heart of man. But yet, ang kasunod nung bahagi nung kanta, hindi niya magawa. Di ba? Bakit hindi niya magawa? Eh kasi, hindi naman talaga siya yung, you know, hindi po manggagaling sa sarili mo yung pagkamabuti. Okay, what's true goodness? Sabi po sa Bible, let's look at Romans 10:17. Yan, Romans 10:17. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ or the word of God. Okay, ito po, true goodness is an act of faith. Say, act of faith. True goodness is an act of faith. It is not goodness then to have faith. No, you have to have faith first, and then goodness will be a result of that faith. Ha? Agreed kayo dyan? O kung hindi, let me convince you with this thought. No, I am using an illustration on my in my time. Na nakita ko po ito, napakaganda eh. No? It's an illustration of it's a advertisement, I think, of bench. Parang, no? Pero hindi ko na rin matandaan masyado yung bench nga ba yun. But it is, Richard Gomez was the model of that advertisement in TV. And it was a kayak. Alam niyo yung kayak, di ba? Yung boat na matitid sa square siya that could only accommodate one or two people. Then you have a what? But that's the instrument there. You have oars, di ba? Oars, di ba? Oars, di ba? Saguans. Yan, sagwins. Okay, saguan. Dalawa yung saguan niya. Pero wala akong narinig na audio o yung walang talkies yung advertisement na yun eh. Basta nando doon yung kayak at nando doon yung isang tao, hindi mo nga makikita eh kasi ang shot niya sa taas eh. Yan ano, may shot siya sa taas. If I remember. Tapos po, ay meron siyang dalawang hawak. Yeah? Yung sagwan, two oars, it was then in motion. Pabilis siya ng pabilis hanggang sa makikita mo talaga yung kuha ng camera, ganun, tapos finan out nilang ganun. Makita mo talaga the straight line that kayak had traveled, and tapos biglang galing doon sa bangka yung bench. Ang galing, ano? Parang gusto ko bumili niyan. Yeah? Parang ganun kakagad doon, di ba? That's the beauty and the magic of advertisement, di ba? Okay, so anong nangyari doon? Makita natin, gagamitin ko illustration yun dito, di ba? Pag kayo, sino sa inyo marunong magbangka? Ako, nagbabangka din ako nung hindi sa sugal. Okay, sa... ako, nagbabangka! Saan? Sa kasino? Nagbabangka sa ano, sa ilog, di ba? Sino sa inyo nakasakay ng bangka, kayong nagsagwan? If you've been in a boat or a bangka, saan mo sa English? Ayaw, Englishin ko sana, mahirap eh. Bangka, pag nasa bangka ka, bibigyan ka ng sagwan, di ba? Isang sagwan, pag isang sagwan, may isang sagwan ka. Okay, sumagwan ka ng kanan. Saan ka pupunta? Sige. Saan ka pupunta? Ha? Saan? Para kayo nag-speaking in tongues, iba-iba. Isang sagot lang, isang malakas. Saan? Kaliwa. Okay, pumupunta ka ng kaliwa. Kaliwa. Kailan ba ako makakarating sa pupuntahan ko? Wala, hindi ka makakarating kasi kaliwa. Ikaw ay ano? Paikot-ikot. Di ba? Okay. Pag sumagwa ka sa kaliwa, saan ka pumupunta? Ang kanan, di ba? Okay. Yan. Okay, faith and works is an example of those two oars that Goma was handling, and he was both athletically doing the right thing, and the boat or the kayak was in a straight direction. Now what I'm going to is what the Bible says, okay, that doing good is the result of faith. And then it will result to good, doing good. No, I'll just do good. Ikot ka lang, ikot. No, I have faith. But you don't act on that faith, you do what? You go around, go around, go around. Nowhere to go. See? So James says, James chapter 2, verse 17. And also faith itself, it does not have works, is what? This. Sakit mo, no? Ibig mo sabihin, may faith naman ako, may faith ako, may faith ako. Eh, may faith ka nga, narinig mo nga, nagkaroon ka ng faith. Eh, you're not acting on your faith. What does it? It doesn't do anything. But faith, when you work out your faith, it produces the work. And it is undoubtedly the good work because it comes from faith. And the faith comes from who? From God. It's not us, my friends. It's not our good works, friends. But it is God who does the good work through us because of faith. And the result of our faith, which is our true relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Say amen. 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 So if you're not related to the one and the source of the faith, then what? You don't have results. Now, eh, may results din naman eh. Okay din naman buhay ko. Okay din naman. Mapagkaibigan ako, mapagbigay ako. Okay din naman eh. Sige, tingnan ko kung hanggang saan ka okay. Pag dumating na yung mga bagay na may cancer ako, ngayon, doktor, dami kong pera, gamutin mo nga ako. Tingnan natin. Diba? Well, let me go on. True goodness is good for us. Hindi po ipinagkakait ng Diyos yun. True goodness is good for us. Proverbs 11:25, it says, a generous man will prosper. Say, prosper. He who refreshes others will he himself be what? Refresh. Kita po natin to. Ang ganda ng sinasabi po ng Proverbs yan. It is really applicable to us as Christians. No? Generous man is always blessed. Di ba, Pastor Earl? Pastor Earl, blessed na blessed. Anong bago kay Pastor Earl? Hindi po gupit. Hindi gupit. Okay, hindi na kailangan magpagupit kasi trim-trim lang. Bagong bahay. So blessed with the new house. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, Lord. Salamat sa blessing. Diba? Huwag nyo na ititip sa akyat ng bahay, ha? Makaititip yung bagong bahay. Ha? Joke lang. Yeah. Kasi kami, naakyat bahay po kami way back in 2007. I was in Victory Galleria. Akyat bahay kami. Munti kami pinatay. Everything that we had, at least everything seen there, wala lahat. Ubos pera, alahas, kahit anong gadget. No? Pinagsagaan nga. Pati nga yung aking, ano, alam niyo ba, diabetic kasi ako. Meron po akong ano, glucose tests. You know, yung panturok. Case kasi nung, parang case ng cellphone. napeki kita. O, sige, injection na mo sarili mo niyan. Pati yung kinuha. Sabi ko, grabe to, magnanakaw na to. Diba? And the best thing there is God spared our lives. Diba? We lost everything. But yet, thank God for the generosity of God. Generosity of life. And then the generosity of the people like you. No? Of course, some of you are here who helped us go back into the grind because ang una-una pong nais kong pasalamatan ng Panginoon, pangalawa ay si Pastor Luther Mangkaw na nadisgrasya nga sa Amerika. He was in an accident. Who among you knows that accident of Pastor Luther Mangkaw, one of our church planting pastor, no? Isa sa mga senior pastors natin. So, nadisgrasya siya sa Amerika at ICU, nagkaroon ng spine fracture yata or something, tapos napilayan o kabali-bali. Buti na yung mukha niya, hindi na ano, kasi pogi si Pastor, si Pastor Luther. Pastor Luther came that very morning, nanakawan po kami, inakit kami ng alas tres. Alas dos, alas tres ng madaling araw, yung time na yun. Tapos, unang-unang dumating sa bahay, one of those that came, Pastor Luther. And he was so generous with words. No, he encouraged me. Alam mo, Pastor Ed, the best thing is you are alive, you know. But sabi niya, alalahanin mo na ang dami talaga masamang tao sa mundo. No? Kasi pag baka nag-umpisa ka na magtanong, Panginoon, bakit kami? Parang ganun pa ang pagkaka-arte niya eh. Panginoon, bakit ako? Hindi ko sinabi yun. Sabi ko, ikaw naman. O, ikaw naman, oh. Hindi ako nagganon, sabi ko. Pero alam niyo, Pastor Luther mabiro eh. Tapos, you know, he got his wallet. He took all his bills. Lahat ng pera niya. Sabi niya, gamitin mo to. Alam ko na nawalan kayo. Tsaka, I don't know, but use it. Sabi ko, Pastor Luther, pastor ka din eh. Di ba? Oo nga. Eh, basta use it. Ayokong tanggapin. Kasi, bakit? Okay lang. Gagawa akong paraan. Gagawa akong paraan ng Diyos. Binigay niya sa akin. Generosity. He was so generous of words and generous of deeds. Iba kasi sasabihin, ang kawawa naman kayo. Pag-pray ko kayo. Sige, bye-bye. Di ba? Naranasan niyo na yun? Oo, merong mga ganun. Di ba? Pero, eh, kailangan mo. Nakita mo kailangan niya. Di ba? Eh, meron ka. Yeah? Ito ang tandaan niyo. Generosity is not only for those that have money. Yes? True goodness comes from the heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 8, sabi po dyan, true goodness comes from the heart. Okay. That verse, okay. 2 Corinthians 8:8. I say this not as a command, sabi ni Paul, no? But to prove by earnestness of others that your love is also what? Genuine. Di ba? Now, there's a love that is not genuine. Kasi sinasabi ni Paul, kinakategorize niya, genuine. Totoo, tunay yung pag-ibig mo. Kaya ganyan kang masenyas. Hindi kayo natuwa. Sawa na kayo, no? Tagal na nila kasi. Okay. Pero okay lang yun, di ba? Your love is genuine. How do you know if a diamond is genuine? If a stone or a precious gem is genuine? Because if it is diamond, it could cut through what? Through glass, di ba? Pag ginanyan mo sa glass, guguhit yung diamond eh. Pero pagka glass o peke, di ba? The glass cannot cut through glass. Sabi ng glass, glass tayo, hey, fellowship tayo. Okay, huwag mo akong sasaktan. Kahit gasgas mo na gasgas yung glass, hindi niya gagasgasin yung glass, di ba? Because only true diamond is certified when it could cut through glass. Yeah? Nakukuha niyo ba? So makita natin dito, yung totoong, the true goodness is not from us, it's from God. God uses us as a channel of that, but we have to have faith that God is able to do that, and we accept the truth that God is doing that. Amen? Not us. Okay? Amen? Kasi po, meron din naman na, yes, I have faith, I know that this will result to good. Pero ako, gawa ko yun kasi matalino ako eh. Pero gawa ko yun kasi, alam mo, magnanimus ako eh. Gawa ko yun kasi, no. Don't grab the opportunity to honor God with everything we have. Say amen. Okay. So secondly, true riches. Okay. True goodness. Secondly, true riches. Ang tunay na kayamanan. Sabi po ron. Sabi ron, to be rich in good works. Yun yung bahagi nung ano eh. Di ba? Nung verse natin na binabasa kanina. Di ba? Yung sa Book of Timothy. Okay. True riches is having Christ in our lives. Okay. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. Look at that verse. Okay. For you know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, who was rich? Who was rich? Sino mayaman? Si Kristo. Sabi nun, yet for our sake he became poor. Sino mahirap? Si Kristo, naging mahirap. Inari niyang maging mahirap so that you can, in his poverty, might become rich. Look at that. Your poverty might become rich. Hindi po automatic yan pag Kristiyano ka. Sayo, okay. Yayaman ako. Kahit maghapon ka, magdamag ka, maglupa sa head, sinasabi mo, yayaman ako. Hindi mangyayari yun kung wala kang gagawin. Ha? Dininig ang pangako, ang kinin ang pangako ng Diyos, at gawin ang sinasabi ng salita ng Diyos. And sabi doon, your poverty might become rich. Yeah? Nakita niyo yon? Parating may party po tayo, hindi lamang pwede na, Panginoon, sige na, ibuhos mo na, pagpapalain mo na ako, okay na, hindi, ready na ako eh. Hindi. Receive the word in faith, act on the word. Follow it, act on the word. And that is the result. Makikita po natin dyan, true riches is having Christ in us. Illustration, my illustration would be, sabi po nga, I got this illustration from my good friend, Bishop Joby Galarraga, nung the other day kasama namin. Sabi niya, alam mo, Alam niyo, sabi niya, he was exhorting the world. Sabi niya that God, through Christ on the cross, sabi niya, the cross, from the cross up to today, sabi niya, God has lined up a banqueting table. Alam niyo yung ano siya sabi niya, banqueting table, ha? Yung sa piyesta, di ba? O yung pinakasikat ngayon, boodle fight, di ba? Yung mahabang-mahabang lamesa. Sabi niya, in that table are the blessings of God, physical health, you know, spiritual health, mental health, emotional health, everything is there. Everything is there. Everything you can think of, and those that you don't know are there, the blessings of God. It is for us, for the taking. Nasa atin para angkinin natin, Lord, ito na. O itong kailangan ko, Lord, inaangkin ko na to. Ito yung sabi mo sa iyong pangako. Yeah? But that is from the cross up to today. Sabi mo today. Sabi mo from the cross. So that whatever is happening to us, if we have yielded our life on the one who was nailed on the cross and was alive now and alive forevermore, Jesus Christ, then that banqueting table is for us today. Sabi mo today. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, for me today. Sabi mo, for you today. Yes, that is the illustration of this true riches of having Christ. Nandun na lahat, nakahanda na, isang piging. Ang kailangan mo na lamang ay nandyan? Oo nga. Yes, Lord. Sinabi mo yan sa iyong salita. Andito ako for the taking. I'll take it. I'll be a good steward of it. Diba? Okay. Now, giving not only the good works, but also giving the time, not only having Christ, but giving time, talents, and treasure. Now, I thank God for the heart of voluntarism. Dito sa church po natin, malaking bahagi po ng ating church. A big part of this church is voluntarism. People are volunteering for this ministry, that ministry, this ministry, that ministry. Wala pong bayad yun. Volunteer nga yung volunteer. Why? Because they're sharing their time, talent, and treasure. Di ba? Hindi naman pag sinabi nung, di ba, yung nag-a-asher dyan, asher na ako, hindi na ako magta-tithe sa asher na ako eh. Hindi po. Nagta-touch din yan. Nag-o-offering din yan. Hindi na ako ano ha, kasi ano ko eh. Hindi. You know what? Volunteering is saying to God, God, here am I. Use me. And that is generosity. Hello? Say yes? Say amen? Amen. You don't agree? I agree. Giving time, talent, and treasure, that is being generous of your time and treasure. Okay. So, true riches, sabi nga, giving time, talent, and treasure. 2 Corinthians, nakita ba natin yung, for the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints. Who are the saints? Who are the saints? Sabi mo, us, me, I am a saint. Totoo yan. Oh, tayo po yun. Oh, not only the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgiving to God. Okay, look what happens. When the saints of God are blessed, they say, thank you, Lord. I want to share my blessing to others. Yes? I want to overflow in this blessing so I become a blessing to others also. Say amen. Ang blessing po, pag sinasarili mo, yes, you're blessed by God, nabubulok. Yes. It's like the Dead Sea in Israel. No? When we went there, sabi ko, why is it dead? It's dead because it has no tributary. Huh? Pagdating ng tubig sa kanya, galing sa Jordan, galing sa ibang tributary, naipon lang sa kanya. Wala siyang pupuntahan. So what happens, it becomes putrid. Yeah? Putrid, yung babaho, no? Parang amoy asupre. Ayun, yun ang amoy talaga niya. Amoy asupre, amoy dead bull. Dead bull kasi asupre, amoy patay, di ba? Ang amoy. May umuusok pa nga eh. Pagpunta sa bandang gitna ng Dead Sea, umuusok pa kahit naman talaga yung mineral. Pero pag humiga ka, lumulutang ka. Wow, magic! Kasi nga, heavy water eh, no? You float, even if you do nothing. Umiga ka lang gano'n, lumulutang ka. Why is it dead? Because it only receives and receives. It doesn't give. Di ba? Pag nagbibigay ka, parating bago ng bago yung pumapasok sa'yo. Yeah? Amen? That is generosity. It's not only for those having so much money. In fact, those having so much money are drained of that money because when they are generous, you know, parating bago. Yeah? Yeah, Pastor Earl? Parating bago. Okay. Yung bago yung sasakyan ko ngayon. Oh, kasi nga, ang ugat po nun, yung binigay kong sasakyan kong luma kay Pastor Earl. Hindi pala yun. Binigay ko sa kapatid ko. Kinuha ko sa kapatid ko. Bigyan mo kay Pastor Earl. Bibigyan kita sa sakyan. Nagbagano na lang kami. Tapos sabi sa akin ng Panginoon, ah, grabe ka. generous ka, binigyan mo yung kapatid mo, tapos sinabi mo, bigyan mo ito. Binigyan din kita. Yeah? Binigyan kong bagong sasakyan. But so blessed, my friends. So blessed. So blessed. Salamat po. You know the secret? Huh? You want to know the secret? Ito po yon. Let's look at this man. This is my good friend, our co-pastor also, our missionary to Cambodia, Dr. Demi Reyes. Okay. Ayan, triumvirate po kami niyan. Triumvirate kay Pastor Luther, si Pastor Demi, at saka ako, si Dr. Demi, at saka ako. Bakit po? We have one thing in common. Ano yon sa tingin nyo? Ano? Sabihin nyo, hindi ako ma-offend. Ano? Matanda. Sa Victory kasi puro mga ganito, puro mga bagets ang pastor eh, di ba? Eh, kami tatlo matanda, triumvirate kami niyan, tatlo, si Luther, si Pastor Demi, tsaka ako. Nung nasa Galeria kami, yan, talagang pagka nakatayo na yung mga matatanda sa likod, yung mga hataba ng hataw yung mga pastor na bata sa harapan. Tapos bigyan sasabihin, meron po tayong matandang pastor. Ayun, yun nakatayo. And Pastor Demi is that. Nung mag-retire siya, way back years ago, sabi niya, I will not be retiring. You know what? Sabi niya, I will be going to missions. I'll plant a church in Cambodia. Akala ko, nakala namin nagbibiro. Ha? Ah, huh? Eh, mag-retire ka na eh. Retarded na nga tayo eh. Yeah? No, I'm planting a church. So, you know, he planted a church. A church which is every nation in Cambodia thriving. Ang hita mo talaga, grabe. Grabe. Gusto kang pumunta na. Sabi siya, Ed, when are you coming here? Send me money, I'll go there. Sabi ko, joke lang, joke. Tapos, alam niyo nangyari? Noong nakaraan pong testimony time kasi na, no, meron isang general sa Cambodia, a famous general in Cambodia, I don't know the name, pero may sakit yung asawa niya, cancer. No? Cancer, terminal cancer. Dinala niya kay Doc Demi, kasi alam niya, doktor eh. Baliwan sa kanya, kung pastor o ano, basta doktor, alam niya, doctor, you look for my wife, what you can do to my wife. Heal him. You make her well. So, si Doc Demi, pinag-aralan niya. Tapos sabi niya kay General, General, I have to do a vacation. Kiluter din galing yun. An operation, sabi niya. I have to do an operation to remove the things that are rotten inside that cancer thing. So, sabi niya, just do whatever you want. I want her well. Okay, so, well, long story short, biniyak ni magaling po kasi surgeon to eh, si Doc Demi. He was a good emergency room surgeon. Kaya magaling magtahiya. Ano gusto mo? Doble banda? Doble banda? Ano gusto mo? Single lang? Magaling magtahiya. Okay, so, biniyak nga, nalalis yung cancer. Tapos, eto na ngayon. Di bumuti yung ano, bumuti yung asawa, yung nanay ng mga anak. Tapos sabi nung general sa kanya, Dr. Reyes, how much will I pay you? Walang usapan pera-pera. Ito ngayon lang nagtatanong eh. Pera-pera. Sabi ni Doc Demi, pakinggan niyo ito. This is the tip of the iceberg, but it is, ganyan yan. Sabi ni Doc Demi sa kanya, General, you don't have to pay me anything. I did the operation so that the extended life of your wife, you can enjoy and your children will enjoy your family. Wow. Para nakikinikita ko, yung general siguro, kahit hindi umiiyak ang mga lalaki, umiiyak ang lalaki, di ba? Di ba? Umiiyak siguro yun. Wow! What a generous person. What a generous doctor. Alam niyo, ang bunga nun, nabuhay po yung, ano ah, tumagal ng, I think, more than 4 months yung buhay nung, so they were able to, you know, enjoy everything. O, hindi bali, kung ano. Tapos sinishare, again, itong nangyari dun. Pagkatapos nun, yung general, sabi niya kay Doc Demi, I want to hear more about what you're doing as a missionary. Your message, I want to hear more. So, Dr. Demi is now sharing to him the good things about God, the gospel, Jesus Christ, at yung kanyang pamilya. Because of the influence of this general, makita natin na open up po yung work ng gospel doon sa Cambodia. Amazing, di ba? Huh? Because of what? Because of, number one, God, who called Doc Demi because of the gospel. Then, Doc Demi, because he was generous to do that ministry, even though he is called to preach the gospel, but he's still practicing his profession. And then the result is healing and deliverance of a family, then favor for the gospel of Christ. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Yan. Oh, di ba? That is generosity. Whatever your field is, anuman yung ginagawa mo, be generous about it. Not only money, hindi lamang pera, mga kapatid. Ang importante po, ang lahat ng ibinigay sa atin ng Panginoon, pinagkatiwala sa atin ng Diyos, be good stewards of it and share it with others so that others will be blessed so that they can also bless others. Amen. Napakaganda po ng ginagawa ng Diyos sa atin. In our church, we have been so generous. Ito pa po yung, hindi ko pagyayabang, pero sasabihin ko sa inyo, totoo ito eh. Diba? Alam niyo, kapitbahay natin dyan, di ba? Yung may church tayong kapitbahay dyan. Sabay tayo halos nandito sa mall, di ba? Sabi sa akin ng ating senior pastors, Pastor Mark Constantino, Ed, can we make friends with that pastor, yung pastor nila? Not for anything, but because we're in the same field as sharing the gospel. So, pinuntahan ko po si yung pastor nila dati, si Pastor Jay. Sa bahay ko pa pinuntahan yun eh. Pastor Jay, napakilala ko. I'm from Victory. We're planting a church in katabi lang nyo. Doon kami sa cinema. Dati po, tapat-tapat tayo doon eh, sa kabila ron. Nandito sa isa't cinema na yun. Two yata, three. Tiyo, mga katapat sa kabila sila. Sabi siya, uy, oh, hindi mo naman kailangan magpaalam sa akin. Sabi niya, eh, okay lang yun. Sige, bro. You go there and start church. Nagulat siya kasi nung pumunta ako sa kanya, sabi ni Pastor Mark sa akin, I know that they're building, sabi niya, nagtatayo sila, nag-aayos sila ng facility nila. Magdala ka ng ating tulong, ng ating love gift sa kanila from our church. Andito na ba kayo noon? Sino sa inyo magmula-simula nandito sa Metro East? Taas ang kamay. Yan, kinikwento ko to para sa inyo kasi kayo nagbibigay din noon eh. Tayo nagbibigay doon eh, di ba? Nung simula, hanggang ngayon naman, nagbibigay tayo, di ba? So, sabi ni Pastor Mark, here's a check, Pastor Ed. You give it to Pastor Jay and sabi mo sa kanya na bigay natin to bless them. No? Binigay niyo kay check ka, Pastor Jay. Pastor Jay, eto, may dala ako para sa church. We know you're building, so binigay ko yung check eh. Ito yung check eh. Totoo ba to? Totoo yan, oh. Totoo, sabi ko sa kanya. Hindi, totoo ba to? Eh, mag-aayos din kayo ng church. Wala pa po ito, nandun tayo sa cinema. Eh, alam ko, mag-aayos din kayo. Wag na, bro. Sabi niya, okay na yan. Binabalik ka sa akin. Alam mo, isa lang ang sinabi ko sa kanya. Pastor Jay, let us bless you because God has blessed us and you bless others also. It is our seed for you so that the seed of the gospel may go and push through with your church. Tinupi niya, nagay niya sa wallet niya, done. Generosity. Can you do that? Hindi, magtatayo rin kami. Nanghahanap nga kami ng pera para magpagawa kami. Eh, ba't tayo magbibigay? Hindi po. We have been so generous that God has so blessed us. And what you see today is just the tip of the iceberg because we now have so many things in our mind that God has so blessed us that we could say, thank you, Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Amen? Great is your faithfulness. Our main point, you take this home. The great work of God can only be accomplished through the good work of generosity. You're in this church? You're in this church? Be generous. Because God was generous to us, that He gave us salvation, He gave us eternity, He gave us the forgiveness of all our sins, and yet also He gave us the blessings of today, that we could be a blessing to others also. Amen?